Ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned into the sounds of Disorder.
1, 2, 3, Android, are you ready? Come on, are you ready?
Hey, this is Wade.
And I'm Matt.
And this is Disorder Radio.
We're the on-air baby of Disorder Magazine, your Vancouver indie music monthly.
You're listening to Disorder Radio,
CITR.
CITR 101.9 FM.
Tune in every Tuesday for live interviews, music from the hottest local artists, and good times. Five o'clock Tuesday, it's time for Disorder Radio. Tuesday, October 25th. Lots is going on today, including a Halloween preview, a Shindig preview for the second Shindig night that's coming up later tonight. Right now, kick it off today, Scotty P and the Virgins. They played a show last night at Studio Vostok. From Trying to Get Laid, this is I'm a Punk. Scotty P on Disorder Radio. CITR 101.9 FM. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Oh, nope. Sorry, Scotty P. You only get one song today. That one is called I'm a Punk. The album is called Trying to Get Laid. And what a great album cover they have there as well. Scotty P. and the Virgins played last night at Studio Vostok, 246 Kiefer near Maine, a space owned by Mitch and Thea of Art Signified. And along with Scotty P last night, we had Moontan from Winnipeg and Sallow, which is a mixture of members of Dried Out, Eric Campbell and the Dirt, and Scotty P and the Virgins. And that was Sallow, their first show. Thank you very much, Riley Hemer, for the email, for the heads up on that one. Sorry I couldn't make the show. Hope it was a great one last night. Yeah, but check them out in the future. Their name is Sallow. Okay, so here we go, rolling into this week. Want to welcome back some of the members of the Discord Radio Collective, including Kat and Connor. Connor on my left, Kat on my right. Matt is not with me today. He is over the Atlantic, currently chilling in Barcelona, Spain, rocking out to the Chemical Brothers. Maybe even as we speak, because they are about 9 hours ahead, so who knows, the show might be going on late. But hey, Connor and Kat, how are you guys doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for asking.
Doing pretty good, too.
Excellent. We're going to get into the Shindig segment later in the show. But right now, it's the part of the show where we do the charts. So we're going to count down the top five most played albums of the week right here on CITR. And I'll start it off by reading number five, which is Lieutenant Frank Dickens with his reissue of Sunburned.
And then number four, we got the band Tons with their self-titled album Tons off the label Royal Mountain.
Okay. Number three.
Third, we have Jenny Havall with Blood Bitch from Sacred Bones Records.
Number two, we got D.S. Loris with another self-titled D.S. Loris off the record label Spirit Rock.
Connor getting all the self-titled.
Yeah, all the self-titled over here.
Nice. And number one this week, back in the number one slot after a hiatus, for Japanese girls last week, who are not even in the top five. So someone was loving Japanese girls last week and then abandoned their love for them in this past week. But back to number one, the cover artist, how fitting for October, Puzzlehead, once again in the number one slot with the album Fred's Man Cave, which is a self-released album. So congrats to Puzzlehead, the cover artist, for being number one for the third week in a row. It seems kind of fitting when the cover artist is number one on the charts. And we're going to play a track from that album right now. It's called Domino. Here we go. Number one this week, Domino. Fred's Man Cave, the album. Puzzlehead, the artist. And Domino, the track. Right here, Discord Radio, CITR. CITR. And they don't want to... Okay, we're going to try another source here. We're resourceful, so we have a couple of sources to play this from, and let's try it right about now. Number one, CITR 101.9 FM, Domino by Puzzlehead.
best be packing your things. Yeah. Well, he's been put through his paces, but no less gracious. You can never shut him up, he's loquacious. Never missed a beat, takes it to the street now. He does his own sleuth work, solving cases, trying to find the rhythm in the mind of subliminal criminals. But they blur the lines, every dead end racist, notorious or faceless. There's nothing to the one question. It invades him and burns him so deep. He loses sleep, so he scours over evidence. But there's Mr. Pages, he hides in the cover of night. Oh, Mr. Eggplant, set it right. Mr. Eggplant, I don't wanna miss this chance. Even if this vendetta brings you peace, I don't wanna know. I wanna let it go. Mr. Eggplant, I don't wanna miss this chance. Even if this vendetta brings you peace, I don't wanna know. I wanna let it go. Well, he wants to be a picture of a new frontier, front lines. Always got a phone to his ear, no time to kick it in the court of Colossus. To give investigative pursuits the due process by design. The blade he assigns makes a cool perpetrator berate his own kind. States his own mind, he hates, he rewinds to the moment that he heard the news and had him crying. Oh, Mr. Eggplant, get yourself straight now. Sit back while I reiterate now. You got a home, you got a life, got a family. You gotta get out of the game, but I know that it burns you so deep. You lose sleep, so you scour over evidence. But this was the majors. You hide in the cover of night. Oh, Mr. Eggplant, set it right. Mr. Eggplant, I don't wanna miss this chance. Even if this vendetta brings you peace, I don't wanna know. I wanna let it go. Mr. Eggplant, I don't wanna miss this chance. Even if this vendetta brings you peace, I don't wanna know. I wanna let it go. I'm living for myself, but also for today. I wanna reap what I sow, trying to create. I wanna be there when those culverts propagate. And I, oh Mr. Eggplant, set it right. Floorboard matters, waiting for the sting, dropping everything. Sleeping since you lost your brother, who was silenced by a gun. Captivated by two lovers, forget about the pain, find yourself again. Lost they don't have each other, reeling like the moon without the sun. Eggplant, I don't wanna miss this chance. Even if this vendetta brings you peace, I don't wanna know. I wanna let it go, Mr. Eggplant. I don't wanna miss this chance. Even if this vendetta brings you peace, I don't wanna know. I wanna let it go. Mr. Eggplant, I don't wanna miss this chance. Even if this vendetta brings you peace, I don't wanna know. I wanna let it, oh, let it go.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, Disco Funeral, Mr. Eggplant. They describe themselves as Chili Peppers with the Cat Empire mixed with the Doors and a dash of nutmeg. There you go. Disco Funeral. Nice little mishmash there. They were playing at the Dustcovery Burning Man Decomp event this past Saturday night in Cloverdale. And before that, we heard the number one artist of the week based on our CITR charts. And we apologize for the technical difficulties. Obviously, we've been playing that album way too often off of Bandcamp. It didn't want to play for us. But yeah, number one, the cover artist of October, which is Puzzlehead with Fred's Man Cave. And the track we played there was called Domino. Okay, we welcome back to the studio the lovely Britt B., editor-in-C, Britt B.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm sorry I giggled earlier. You said nutmeg, and it made me think of... And then you said nutmeg in the context of Burning Man. And then nutmeg is also used as, like, a hallucinogen.
Ah.
Did you know that?
I wasn't thinking that at all, but if that's where your
Don't
mind's going, Britt.
Don't try that at home, kids. Yeah.
All right. Well, good to have you here. We have so much going on this week. It's the end of the month. We're not going to get into November stuff until next week. It's Halloween is coming up. That's quite exciting. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about the big announcement that was announced this week from CITR Land.
Yes. Yesterday was the soft launch Facebook announcement, and today's the official announcement. Discorder is hosting a hip-hop showcase of local and emerging hip-hop acts. It is also a fundraiser to keep us in print, because we have those now mm-hmm. and then. It's going to be at the Media Club Friday, November 18th. We made it nice and affordable for everyone to come, but we are really excited about it.
Excellent. Now, usually this time of year, we do have a Discorder fundraiser, mm-hmm. so This is the fundraiser, but this year is taking on a special theme of its own. Why the hip-hop showcase?
Well, hip-hop music in general, the local and emerging stuff, is really underrepresented in Vancouver. A lot of local hip-hop artists and rappers get press outside of the Lower Mainland, but publications here do not feature them as much, and we're very aware of it. Discorder is also guilty of not featuring enough artists. I think a lot of it is maybe just not knowing that our publication is available to them. And so this was a bit of an olive branch, so to speak. I've been thinking about this for a while. We've had a lot of conversations with Crimes and Treasons, which is another program that is coming on CITR later on tonight. And so we put together a really good roster of artists that we think represents contemporary Vancouver hip-hop sound, because we have a very distinct sound. It's edgy and chill at the same time. It's really beautiful, and we're excited to introduce this to our readers.
Excellent. So who are some of these mm-hmm. distinctive Vancouver hip-hop artists that we're going to hear next month on the 18th?
Well, So Loki is an obvious choice. We featured them before, and actually So Loki helped us come up with this list of performers as well. We also have Missy D, who is a really incredible femc, she identifies as. And she actually raps bilingually in French and in English. And we have Romy, who is Futon Don and Alan Smooth, their collaboration. We also have Something August, Spotty Joseph, and Freeman Young. And it's going to be DJ'd and MC'd by Crimes and Treasons.
Very cool.
Very great.
Very mm-hmm. cool, yes. That would be Jules and Aaron of Crimes and Treasons.
Yeah, we're not actually sure which of the collective will come yet. Jules will for sure be there. Homeboy Jules helped us out with the lineup. So,
props, Jules.
Yes,
and you can check out their
you.
Show later tonight, 9 o'clock, every Tuesday, right here on CITR 101.9 FM.
It's true.
They're kind of like one of our, you know, cousin shows.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, we've been, like, sharing the airwaves on the same day
yeah.
for quite a while.
So happy that they're going to be so involved with this event
yeah,
next
well,
month.
I mean, we acknowledge that we don't know as much about the local hip-hop community as we could, and Crimes and Treasons has really helped us... just get more in the know, I guess.
Mm-hmm. In fact, if I can even read a quote here from Homeboy Jules. Vancouver is home to rappers making that chemistry found in the forefront of rap. Vancouver artists are working hard to define a new influence and a sound that has only been hinted at before.
This is true.
Yeah. So those hints are hopefully going to find their way into fruition and into all of your hearts and minds if you guys can... make it down to the Media Club next month, November 18th.
Yeah, please do. Tickets are $10 in advance on brownpapertickets.com and then $15 at the door.
All right. So we're going to hear a couple of artists that we haven't played before on our show that are both going to be featured. In fact, we're going to hear a lot of these artists over the next few weeks in the lead up to the event. But who are we going to hear from right now?
Something August with the track Pursuit of 63, or I guess off the concept album of Pursuit of 63.
All right, let's do it. Something August, Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
A better place because of Kim Kardashian's empire, Cheetos, fleece material, and Discorder.
It's a local independent music magazine from CITR.
Which means that we can print whatever we heckin' want.
Album and live show reviews, interviews with artists, and sweet illustrations grace our pages.
And even you, listener, can contribute. Just visit CITR.ca/Discorder/contribute. You can grab it around town or read it at Discorder.ca.
Forever local and forever free.
I've been known to throw up my hands. Need to talk? AMS Speakeasy offers free one-on-one, confidential, drop-in peer support sessions with trained volunteers. Our goal is to lend a listening ear and empower you to continue to strive towards wellness. Our services are available Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. during exam season. Support sessions can be requested at our desk on the main floor of the Nest or by ringing the doorbell outside our private space in room 3121. Learn more by visiting the AMS Speakeasy website. No issue is too big or too small. We're here to listen.
Yeah.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. That was Freeman Young with the track Gone. Freeman Young is playing with a whole slew of hip-hop artists next month, November 18th, as part of our special Discorder local hip-hop showcase and fundraiser. It's at the Media Club. And along with Freeman Young, you'll see So Loki, Missy D, Romy, Spotty Joseph, and the artist we heard prior to Freeman Young, which was Something August, with the track In Pursuit of 63. Okay, it's about halfway through the show, and we have the Discorder Radio Collective in the house. Kat, Connor, and Dora Dubber are here. It's a great name, Dora. I got to say it twice.
Thank you. It's Dora Duber.
Dora Duber. Yeah, Dora Dubs Dubs. Fun. Nice. Dora Duber. Okay. Now, all three of you, what an amazing team we have. You know, in the past, we've been struggling to have someone of our Discorder Radio crew go to Shindig. And all three of you guys, like the eager beavers you are, went to Shindig night one. Amazing. Thank you very much, all of you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, no problem.
Nice, nice. For those just joining us, Shindig is CITR's annual Battle of the Bands. 33 years strong, they've been doing it. For years and years, it was at the Railway Club. Now it's at Pat's Pub. And after the next 9 weeks of battling it out, there's going to be some semifinals in January, and then the winner will emerge in early February, and we'll win a whole bunch of great prizes, including studio time, a trip to Toronto to be in a music showcase, money, a feature in Discorder magazine, lots of great stuff. And it all began last Tuesday at Pat's Pub, and the three of you were there. How was the night?
I thought it went really well. Pavel won, and he was really amazing. He's kind of like an electronic artist. Mm-hmm. And then also Future Star, who I thought was so cute and so good, were there, as well as Wind Up Birds. I think we all like kind of had the same opinion of how the night kind of went, mm-hmm. and that Pavel was really great, Future Star was good, Wind Up Birds were okay.
You guys are just hating on them. They're not too bad. I liked them.
We were a little bit hating on
them. Yeah, yeah. Why are you hating on them?
Really, I mean, I think Future Star was like so sweet and endearing, and it was really like different. And Pavel was really out there and like again different. And Wind Up Birds was kind of the same Vancouver-y shoegazy thing that you usually hear. And when you compare sort of the same old to people that are doing crazy stuff, it's like, wow.
I don't know, I'm just a sucker for generic music. But I did, I talked to Future Stars outside. I was banking on the fact that they would win the night, so I had to duck out early. And they're great. That was like their third show they played.
Seriously?
Yeah.
They were so good.
Yeah, they were unsure of how it went, but I told them everybody dug them because she was so funny. And yeah, their previous shows, they said, was like a backyard barbecue. It kind of fits with the band. I don't know if anyone else saw
them. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, they're great.
They're so sweet.
Aw. Too bad you don't get points for being nice. Otherwise, they would have won, it sounds like.
Yeah.
I honestly think the only reason they didn't win was their songs are so short. They're, like, such a fresh band that they don't really know how to, like, really immerse themselves in the musicality of it. Whereas Pavel's, like, so professional about it. Mm. Had, like, such a big repertoire. But, like, so cute and so good as well.
Well, one of the great things about Shindig is they allow people to try out for a second time, so who knows, maybe they can come back next year and give it a whirl after a few more backyard barbecues to tune their skills.
If you're listening, come back, we love you.
Nice. We got some pictures, actually. Thank you guys, you included some photos. We're gonna have a little collage on our Facebook page of some of the photos of the night, including Future Star and Pavel flashing the Discorder magazine. Was that a stretch to get Pavel to hold up a Discorder magazine?
He said he wanted to hide his face. But he didn't in the photo. I think I just kind of caught him off guard.
Well done.
He doesn't do it.
That's so sneaky.
I didn't mean to. I took one photo, and that was the only one that came out. Yeah, I tried to be quick.
All right.
I don't think he likes the press too much.
We'll make sure we get those up on the Facebook page so you guys can be the judge of how those photos turned out. Okay, so, and by the way, Pavel, we'll move on now to the semifinals. You'll hear from him again in January when he takes on the winner of tonight. We have three brand new bands, and we'll let you guys tell us about the three artists that are playing. Kat, why don't you start us off with one of the artists?
Sure thing. I checked out Mark Mills. He's a good time. Very dancey, very electronic, very like, you know, you're just hanging out and you want to dance in your room by yourself. He's very good for that. He's from Calgary, but he's been living in Vancouver for about a year. He specifically tries to be very like sex positive, which I think is cool. he's really against like the sort of disrespectful tone that music, that like pop music nowadays can take. So he's trying to like combat that with his own music. So yeah.
Very nice. And we had the pleasure of actually seeing Mr. Mark Mills live in studio about 1 month ago.
Yeah.
He came in and put on a really great show the same day as a poster sale. So we actually had a lot of people that were in the foyer, and then Mark Mills kind of called them over. And there was a good little crowd. People were dancing, and he was a really engaging, fun, humble, down-to-earth guy. Yeah. So, and I liked his music too. So I'm pulling for Mark Mills, but I'm excited to hear the next couple others. Why don't we play some Mark Mills right now, and then we'll let Connor and Dora, you guys can tell us a bit about the other artists featured tonight. Okay, so we're going to play one off his album 1/16/16, which is a reference to the date that this album was released. Here we go. Silver Fox, Mark Mills. Oh, there you go. 1 second. Silver Fox by Mark Mills on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, The Silver Fox, Mark Mills from the album 1/16/16. Mark, if you're listening, you'd be glad to know that we were singing your praises off air. We were talking about your great performance here last month, and generally the Discord Radio Collective was impressed with what they heard right here. So you, expectations are higher for you tonight, buddy, but we wish you best of luck. Okay, moving along. Connor, you're going to tell us about another artist that is playing tonight.
Yeah, I can't really... Oh.
go for it.
I can't really say his name on air. So we'll call him SLFM or S Lord Efferman. He goes by, I guess his pseudonym is Cybercrimes Johnson. That's what it says on his Bandcamp. But he kind of sounds like a Mega Man soundtrack from like the old Super Nintendo video games, but on speed. So it's pretty insane stuff. He was featured in the Georgia Strait earlier this year, and he opened for Art Deco at the Rickshaw, I think in September. Just a little bit last month. Yeah, it's not bad. We're playing a song called Night Pro, which is kind of reminiscent of the Knight Rider theme song. Kind of has like that night driving music.
Nice.
But think like Super Nintendo, fed through Super Nintendo and whatnot. I guess if anyone remembers that console.
Yep. Guilty as charged.
Yeah. I don't really, can't really find anything else about him. But all his song titles kind of have like scatological humor, if you're into that.
Mm-hmm.
And... yeah, that's about it.
This is not the first time we played S. Lord Efferman, but it is the first time we're playing them in context of Shindig. So let's give it a whirl right now. Thanks so much for that, Connor. This is Night Pro by SLFM, a.k.a. S. Lord Efferman, right here on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
This month's issue of Discorder is purple. And you know, purple is the new green with envy.
Violet! You're turning violet!
The October issue features interviews with Puzzlehead, Swim Team, Kai Plant, and Foxy Sun on their new and upcoming release. We address the uncertainty of the Trans-Pacific Partnership for Artists and sit down with the organizers of Japanese poets north of the 49th to discuss reconciliation through poetry. It's your
birthday. Thanks to this month's sponsors, Vinyl Records, Recruiting Canada, the Rickshaw Theater, Fringe Festival, Zipcar, Jazz Records, the Astoria, the UBC AMS, Don't Argue, Redgate, Print, SFU Community Engagement, Live Van, the Vancouver Art Book Fair, the Rio Theater, the Vancouver International Film Festival, Vancouver New Music, and Timber Concerts. Pick up a free physical copy of Discorder around town or read online at discorder.ca. We gonna ride around the city, I'm gonna make your night,
eat your cake, bake you off a... We are back on Discord Radio CITR 101.9 FM. Prior to the ad, we heard S. Lord Efferman with Night Pro, sounding very Nintendo-esque. They are, S. Lord is playing tonight along with Mark Mills as part of Shindig Night Number 2. And the third act that's playing tonight is Freak Dream.
Yeah, so...
Dora, you're here to tell us about it.
I am. Freak Dream is the solo project of someone who's been in Big Evil, and he was in Togetherness and SSRIs, The Rebel Spell, and Spring with an umlaut over the eye. So he's like pretty accomplished. He has a pretty big repertoire. This album is an EP, I guess, only has one song available to the people right now. More will be coming up pretty soon. It's kind of like electronic, hardcore, industrial rock. Not my cup of tea, but like of the genre, I think it's pretty good. He's a pretty big deal. He was interviewed by Overblown, this blog from the UK, and he cited Todd Sirius's death. Todd Sirius was a member of the Rebel Spell who died quite young in a freak boulder climbing accident, which is really unfortunate.
Yeah, just a little over a year ago.
Yeah, which is sad. And then also Nine Inch Nails and weird spazzy punk kind of like influencing it as well. So it's a pretty intense album, quite lovely, a little hardcore for me, but definitely enjoyable, I would say. And I think it'll be an interesting show. Seeing him will be a little intense compared to the other, I feel, almost lighter contestants that are playing tonight.
Mm-hmm, interesting. And so the man behind this project, his name once again is?
Freak Dream. From the album Freak Dream.
All right, let's do it. Freak Dream, Discorder Radio, CITR, 101.9 FM. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Wow, sounding tight. Freak Dream with the track Almost Gone. And I got to tell you, this is, out of all the Shindig showcases that we've done on this show, I think this is probably the most excited I am for a Shindig non-playoff night in a long time. Wow, three very different sounding, but really tight acts right there. Mark Mills, S. Lord Efferman, and Freak Dream. It's going to be a great night tonight.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
I'm thinking about you changing my plans and going instead.
You should. It'll be really fun.
I will, but I wanted to, but the Gentlemen Hecklers are at the Rio tonight, and they're going to be heckling Predator.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's going to, I'm sure, incur a lot of laughs. But nonetheless, if you are available, Pat's Pub, 403 Hastings East, a couple blocks east of Maine, for Shindig Night number 2. It's going to be amazing. Mark Mills, S. Lord Efferman, and Freak Dream. And thank you so much to our Discord Radio Collective for helping download that info to the fine folks listening on CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah, no worries. Also, just a reminder, kind of, the bands usually start at 9:30-ish. So if you show up around then you'll be in for some really good tunes.
Awesome. Okay, we got to wrap it up shortly because Mike is up next with Flex Your Head. But quickly, it is Halloween this weekend. Britt, you're going to give us a bit of a rundown on some of the must-see Halloween shows.
I am going to say this so quickly. Okay, on Thursday, it all starts off with a Safe Amp Haunted House. This is the launch of Safe Amp, and Kat is actually involved in that, and I'm sure she's going to fill you in on it at a future date.
Mm-hmm.
It'd make a really good segment. That's at the Russian Hall. On the 28th, there is Die Young Halloween Cover Show at 333. Also, Uncovered 3 at Red Gate. And a really cool techno Halloween party at Media Club on the 29th. There's another tribute cover band at the Wise Hall and a Halloween cover night at the Astoria. And the cover nights just really keep going, actually. But on the actual Halloween, which is on Monday, I think the Stranger Things Halloween at the Biltmore Cabaret sounds real good.
Nice. A great line of Halloween cover shows. Quickly, the one Untitled 3 at Red Gate has some really funny band names. Dumb and Supermoon are teaming up to be part of playing a Pixies cover. They're calling the Scary Pixies. Joe Past, TV Ugly, and Freak Dream are getting together doing a Fugazi cover called Boogazi. Dead Soft, Green One, Be Afraid are doing a Weezer cover band called Buddy Holly's Ghost. MOSFET and Doppelganger are doing a Smashing Pumpkins cover called Siamese Scream. The list goes on and on and on. We're going to actually cover one of the bands right now who are playing with Slam Dunk and Candles as part of a group called 77 Severed Heads, which is a Talking Heads cover band, and it features this band right here, Flowers and Fire, a band that I know that Mike of Flex Your Head is a big fan of, so... Feels like a fitting way to end the show. Happy Halloween, everybody. Go check out Shindig tonight, and we will see you next Tuesday in the month of November right here on Discorder Radio. Thanks so much to the Discorder Radio Collective, Connor, Kat, Dora, as well as our editor and C, Britt B, for coming on the show today. We'll talk to you guys next Tuesday at 5 o'clock on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.